أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا عليكم أنفسكم لا يضركم من ضل إذا اهتديتم إلى الله مرجعكم جميعا فينبئكم بما كنتم تعملون. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 105 of Surah Al-Ma'idah. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu alaykum anfusakum. O you who have brought iman, compel yourselves to yourselves, hold upon yourselves, hold to yourselves. The meaning of this ayat has been elucidated by none other than Sayyiduna Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. When in his khilafat, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu had given a khutbah, and in that khutbah, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu recited this verse, recited this ayah, and then he said to Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, that you people use this ayah, compel you to yourselves, hold on to yourselves, take care of yourselves, and you people negate the whole institution of Amr bil Ma'roof wa Nahi anil Munkar. When we look at this verse and we look at what Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala was saying to complete what he said, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you leave the work of Amr bil Ma'roof wa Nahi anil Munkar, in one narration Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make punishment general, Allah will generalize his punishment. In one narration, those who do wrong, you will be equally punished with them. So Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu probably heard Sahaba or those that had come later into deen, the tabi'in, that this ayat now condones the fact that one does not have to do the work of Amr bil Ma'roof wa Nahi anil Munkar. In that, Allah Ta'ala is saying, be concerned about yourself. And then on the other hand, the very many ayats of the Quran Sharif, the many ahadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with regards to Amr bil Ma'roof, a person can very conveniently say that I am concerned about myself, my own affairs with regards to deen, my akhirat, and this ayat then is condoning the fact that I do not have to do the work of Amr bil Ma'roof wa Nahi anil Munkar. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said it is not like that. What would be the reality is this, that a person takes care of himself, a person is conscious about his or her responsibilities to Allah, consciousness about akhirat, and then together with that, we be concerned about those that break the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in a way, in a good way, we bring them towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the time of Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a person came to him and a person said that in a particular community, a particular tribe, people are calling each other kafir, which happens today also. People are calling each other kafir, and now Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu immediately looked at this person and said, do you think I will tell you to go fight these people? No. Go to them and in a good way, invite them towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, show them what is right, show them what is wrong. And then, if they do not listen, then thereafter you be concerned about yourself. But the objective is you will fulfill this work of Amr bil Ma'roof wa Nahi anil Munkar, and you will also be cautious yourself about your own deen. Abu Thalaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu was approached by a person, and that person asked him with regards to this verse, what does the actual implication, what is the meaning of this verse? He said, in the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there was a group of people that came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and also inquired about the meaning of this verse. Sayyidina Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that a time will come when you will see people doing wrong and you will command them to do good, you will forbid them from the wrong. And then thereafter a time will come when people will follow miserliness. People will become extremely stingy. in matters of shariat, in matters of deen, not fulfilling the zakat, the sadaqat, etc. And then number two, they will pursue their passions. And number three, when each person will feel that his decision, his verdict is right about the shariat. At that particular time, when that happens, then we will find that it becomes very, very difficult to hold on to deen, like holding on to a hot coal. At that time, alaykum anfusakum, then you'll be concerned about yourselves. When there is absolutely no one to listen to you, when there is no one that is going to follow the haq, the realities of the shariat, no one wants to fulfill the command of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, it is then only that you will now leave Amr bil Ma'ruf, because there is no one to absolutely listen to you, and then you will then follow this ayat. So coming back to Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, it is a twofold approach, that we will be concerned about ourselves and we will be concerned about the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It shouldn't happen that we put all our efforts on others and we forget ourselves, and nor should it be that we put our efforts on ourselves and we forget about the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لا يضركم من ظل إذا اهتديتم, that when Allah Ta'ala has given you hidayat, when you are being guided, then لا يضركم من ظل, those who are deviant, those that are astray will not harm you. إلى الله مرجعكم جميعا, to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is the return of all of you. فينبئكم بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ, then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will inform you of what you are doing in the world. And here one is Allah Ta'ala questions and one is Allah Ta'ala informs. Allah Ta'ala is all knowing. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will inform us. Allah Ta'ala will only question us when Allah Ta'ala wants to complete the evidence and the proof. May Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.